Hachette Audio presents The Billionaire Bachelor, written by Jessica Lemon, read by Sasha Dunbrook. John Lemon, thank you for driving me to State Street a few days before Christmas, dropping to one knee and asking me to be your bride. I've never once regretted saying yes. Chapter 1. The Van Heusen Hotel was the love of Marina Van Heusen's life. The historical building dominated the corner of Rush and East Chicago Avenue, regal and beautiful, a living work of art. Her parents' hotel had once been the Bell Terrace, home away from home to celebrities such as Audrey Hepburn, Sammy Davis Jr., and more recently, Lady Gaga and the late Robin Williams. The original structure perished in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, only to be resurrected bigger, better, and more beautiful. There was a life lesson in there. Latte in hand, Marina breathed in the air in the lobby, a mix of vanilla and cinnamon, faint but reminiscent of the famed dessert invented in the hotel's kitchen, the snickerdoodle. On her way past Arnold, who stood checking a guest into the hotel, she snagged one of the fresh-baked cookies off a plate and winked at him. The dark-skinned older man slid her a smile and winked back. Having practically grown up here, the VH was a second home to her. Arnold had started out as a bellman and had worked here for as long as she could remember. He was as good as family. She dumped her purse in her office and finished her cookie, holding on to the latte while she meandered down the hallways, checking to make sure there were no trays outside the doors that needed collecting. At the end of the corridor on the first floor, she saw a man outside one of the rooms, drill whirring away. "Excuse me," she called, then had to call again to be heard over the sound. When she came into view, he paused the drilling and looked up at her. He wore a tool belt and navy uniform, and the antique doorknob was sitting on the floor at his feet, along with a small pile of sawdust. "What are you doing?" she asked, bending to pick up the heavy brass. Her parents had done away with real keys the moment they took over, installing the popular key card entry hotels now used, but the antique doorknobs remained. "Installing the fingerprint entry?" From his pocket, the uniformed man pulled out a small silver pad with a black opening, then went back to drilling. "No, no, no." She placed the doorknob back on the ground and dusted her hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?